Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, recording date Sunday, September the 29th, 2013. We not only want to look at the past, but this whole scripture is prophecy of today. When it talks about traveling, it said, now in the scripture it says that the way they translated it, from the east. But it looks like the translation is saying to the east. So either way you cut it, you want to look at the east as being representative of the original civilizations of mankind, Africa, based on solar science, the ever rising of the sun and the ever rising of truth, justice, and righteousness, the ever rising of freedom, justice, and equality, the ever rising of the power of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves. But mankind has left that original civilization and have constructed a civilization and system that is based on death. Now, going back to the scripture, let's see. And they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and the word Shinar has to do with being between the two rivers. The two rivers, they say, Tigris and Euphrates, country of the two rivers, because when you are constructing a civilization, you need water. You need water to construct a civilization and to create industry. Industry is ancient, sisters and brothers, metallurgy, smelting, the science of extracting wealth out of the earth and using water for industry. This is ancient knowledge and science, and ancient African knowledge and science. But we are, what we are looking at here is all of this science, mathematics, technology, metallurgy, smelting, all of this is going to be used for another purpose, sisters and brothers. Let me see. And they dwelt there. The word dwelt there is yashav. To dwell, remain, abide, sit down, to be set. Now, to be inhabited. What we are looking at, we're looking at the ruling class and ruling families. My brother Richard Horsley reminds us that when the scripture talks about sitting down, that is a word or phrase that has to do with those who are sitting in power, sitting in authority. So we are to focus on the ruling class and ruling families to understand what exactly is being constructed here. Verse 3, chapter 11, Genesis. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. On the face of it, you're looking at the technology and science of building, the ability to take materials from the earth and construct them in such a fashion that you are able to build structures and buildings. This is ancient science, sisters and brothers, to be able to take stone, to take materials from the earth, to take mortar, that material that binds two bricks together or binds stone material together or is used in a as a mixture to bind and give strength to the material that you are using to construct a building. But let's go into a few of these words and look deeper, because we are looking at prophecy. This modern day system is modern day Babylon, modern day Babel, modern day what we're reading of in scripture. This modern day system of science and technology and solar and lunar and astral science, the science of the universe being taken to build and construct this system. But what type of system is it? It says, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick. Now they said, so they're speaking to one another. The word said, having to do with speaking, having to do with talking, having to do with giving commands and instructions to say what is in your heart. And so they said one to another, and the word one is ish. That word is man and male and husband, but also human being, person, also servant, mankind, champion, whosoever. So they're talking to each other. They're talking to one another. They say, go to Yahab, 3051, to give, provide, ascribe, set, place, to give, to grant. So they're calling on each other to give their spirit, their soul, their energies, their consciousness, their expertise, their characteristics and attributes. Give this to this goal. Give this to this cause. Give of yourself to the building. So let us make. And the word make is Levan, 3835. And it means to be white. Now, this is not white people. White people are really not white. White people are really Caucasian or some other adjective used to describe the European sister and brother. But the word white has to do with the real color of the sun, according to science. They say that the materials in the universe are causing the sun to look yellow, but in reality, the sun is giving off white light. So we say white light, to be white, to make white, to become white, to purify. The sun is a purifying agent. Light is a purifying agent. Light in your mind, as knowledge and wisdom, purifies our minds and our consciousness. Further, it says to show whiteness, to grow white, to become white, to be purified, ethical. So this scripture is telling us that these people are going about actions that they are going to have to be purified from ethically. Ethics having to do with, let me hit that word ethical and see exactly what it means so we can say what it means. Relating to moral principles, a branch of knowledge dealing with these. So, morality. So, apparently this mission of building is in reality euphemistic language, code language that is teaching us that these people are about to embark upon a building of a society, and that society is going to be devoid of life and morality. And we will see that the people are going to have to purify themselves from such a wicked construction. This is teaching us that today, look around at the system, sisters and brothers, devoid of morality, warfare, bloodshed, conspiring, the wicked ruling class, ruling families, conspiring to escalate war and bloodshed in Syria, already arming and financing Al-Qaeda to kill in Syria, create havoc, create chaos, overthrow a government, move aside legitimate grievances of the people in Syria, destroy Syria, destroy the government, to do what? To control the land, wealth, resources, control the pipeline coming from Iran through Iraq over to Syria, to buttress the house of Rothschild in the Golan Heights. Land and territory stolen from Syria by modern day Israel that is not the Israel of your Bible, but is the synagogue of Satan, the seat of the synagogue of Satan, genie energies, an oil and gas company controlled by the house of Rothschild, and that fella out of Nebraska, forget his name, very rich, but he is only a lieutenant of the house of Rothschild. But these genie energy is about to begin to exploit the natural gas reserves and the oil deposits, not to mention oil deposits and gas reserves, natural gas reserves off the coast of Israel that is stolen from the Palestinians by they who are members of the synagogue of Satan. Speaking of the ruling class and ruling families, poor working class Israeli sisters and brothers are victims of the same wicked ruling class and ruling families set up in Israel by the house of Rothschild. Look at that conspiracy. Look at these wicked intentions that we must as a people clean up from, purify ourselves from. Look at the argument concerning what is called Obamacare. And look at how you have the argument for and against Obamacare. You have Boehner, Congressman Boehner, leader of the House, leader of the Republican Party, seeking to defund the budget of Obamacare, take the monies for so-called Obamacare out of the budget, send that to the Senate. The Senate put it back in, sends it back to the House. You have all of this going on. A budget needs to be passed or the government may shut down. And in all of that, you have the acceptance of what President Barack Obama has already done to constrain, restrict, contract the economy on the backs of the poor working class masses of people, meaning cuts in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, from President Obama and the Democratic Party, not good people like John Lewis, not good people like Bernie Sanders, but those who are the elites, Barbara Boxer, Pelosi, and others. So, and then the Republicans want to cut more, and then the Republicans don't want you and I to know that health care is a human right, and President Barack Obama, rather than arguing for free health care for all as a human right, not a privilege, not an entitlement, that if you don't have the money, you can't get top supreme premium health care, moved us into this so-called Obamacare, which does not seek to put a cap on medical expenses from the medical industry and does not seek to raise the living standards of the people so that, or I should say, raise the wages of the people so that we can afford what we need to live, including health care, but doing some things that are good. And so we take those some things that are good, and then we say to the sisters and brothers that we must argue that all must have single-payer Medicare for all. The Republicans not wanting the sisters and brothers to know that there are subsidies in the so-called Obamacare that will help you if you are destitute. And when I looked at it, I'm saying, And then I saw that the bronze, they have silver, they have gold and platinum. Bronze is the lowest. Platinum is the highest. And I said, the bronze is about $600 a month. Now, it sounds like they're going to lower it, and they need to. And so I'm looking at the system, not wanting to give the people what is our right, threatening to have a situation in which the government may shut down. Our brother in Washington, D.C. Let me see if I can get this information right quick. In Washington, D.C., the mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Vincent, I'm looking at WebsterTarpley.net or Tarpley.net, but the mayor of Washington, D.C., his first name is Vincent. He is saying, look, Mayor Gray, is it Vincent Gray? He says, I'm for the people. The necessities of the people in Washington, D.C. will not be cut off if the government shuts down. If you want to jail me, jail me. If you want to put me before your jury, put me before your jury. But I'm for the people. This is Vincent Gray, mayor of Washington, D.C. He is looking at the system, and he is seeing that we must purify ourselves from the wickedness of the system that, no matter how you look at it, penalizes the poor, penalizes the oppressed, penalizes the needy, penalizes the fatherless, penalizes the widows, penalizes the sisters and brothers who have nothing. And so we must purify ourselves of this wicked system. We must clean up our consciousness, clean up our spirits, clean up our souls and our actions, do the will of the Most High, and lift up the masses of the people that we may fulfill our destiny as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Go back to this verse. What else do we learn? Make brick and burn them thoroughly. And these, the word brick is lebana, having to do with purifying yourself, cleaning yourself up, ourselves up from this wicked system, this practices of the system, creeping into the church, creeping into the mosque, creeping into the synagogue and the cathedral, people in the houses of religion, acting like the people in government and politics and entertainment, the same nastiness and filthiness that we see there, we see in our places of religion, but you can't teach it in a separate fashion. It's all in one. They had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And the words stone and slime, materials used to create asphalt. Let me see. Slime, pitch, asphalt, bitumen. And the word bitumen is defined as a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons obtained naturally as a residue from petroleum distillation. See the science that is ancient? These sisters and brothers, men and women, under the auspices of the ruling class and families, using science and technology to extract material out of the earth, petroleum, and distilling that material, combining it with stone, using mathematics, using geometry, ancient sciences to construct a society. But what type of society is it, sisters and brothers? What type of society do we live under, sisters and brothers? This is heavy. This is deep. They used the stone and slime for mortar. The word mortar, comer, cement, mortar, clay, cement, clay, mire. And mortar also has to do, there is rooted in kamar, and it means to boil, foam up, ferment, boil, to be troubled, to be in turmoil. You see, you needed an instrument that you could use with fire, and the fire would heat up in this, I think, a cylinder type instrument, and it would heat up the material so you could use the material and shape it and whatnot. But that spiritually, metaphorically means trouble, turmoil. See, this Babel, this Babylon was about creating turmoil and trouble. And look at our system, the wicked ruling class and families using the politicians to create turmoil and trouble for the poor working class masses of people. Verse 4, and they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So they said to one another, go to, the word go to means to give, to permit. So you're giving your spirit, your soul, your mind, your consciousness, your energies. Let us do what? Let us go to and do what? Let us build. 1129, bana, Hebrew side, this is Old Testament. Build, rebuild, establish, build a house, build up. And so something is being established. It says establish a family. And so these are acting as a family, but what type of family is it? What are they establishing? What are they building? Build us a city. 5892, Hebrew side, Ir. It means a city, a town, and a place of walking, guarded. So you look at a city, you see the wall, you say there's a city over there. But this word also means excitement. So the people are excited. But then this word also means anguish. And the word anguish is defined as severe mental, physical pain and suffering. Wow. See, depending on what you're reading, you can discern the various definitions. So a city in the positive is righteous, but a city that is built on wickedness causes severe mental, physical pain and suffering. And is that not what we are experiencing today? High blood pressure, diabetes, disease, mental anguish, mental destruction, mental pain. Let me follow my brain, sisters and brothers. You know how I do. You remember that brother named Alexis who shot up that Navy base in Washington, D.C.? That fella was complaining of mental problems. He said that he was being attacked by that which is called ELF, having to do with low frequency. Let me see if I can find it, sisters and brothers. ELF. I can't, but research it for yourself. ELF, having to do with low frequency, and how the government, the CIA, the FBI, they have people who are experts in how to use low frequency to control the brain, attack the brain, and maneuver you into actions that you were not planning. This man, Alexis, was talking about how he was checking into various hotels to get away from the voices he was hearing in his head. You see, when someone is able to put that type of weapon on you, they you can hear them speak to you and torture your mind, and then you hear them speaking to each other. That is what this man was complaining about, that there were individuals talking to him, talking to each other, driving him to mental anguish and terror. This word city is also defined as terror. So this man Alexis was saying, these are terrorizing me. I can't run from the voices. So when he went to the naval base, it is said that that naval base in Washington, D.C. is the headquarters for such wicked technology. And the man Alexis put on his gun, this is my ELF weapon. And so, was he told to go to the naval base, and shoot the people? Was he a part of some plot and plan to rid others on the naval base that may have knowledge that the CIA, the FBI, naval intelligence do not want to get out? Was it just a general false flag operation to terrorize and put mental anguish in the people? You see, when you go into the definitions of the words, these definitions will drive your brain into thoughts and knowledge and wisdom that maybe we would not have given examination to. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.